CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning. It's Sunday the 3rd of September 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Report VDSL interference now. ARDF team heads to Lithuania. Valve workshop at Computing Museum. For 3 years, the RSGB EMC committee has been investigating the problems of interference from VDSL broadband on the HF amateur bands, lobbying for action to reduce the problem. It has a lot of historic data, but both Ofcom and Openreach contend that 150 reports from 50,000 amateurs are not indicative of a major problem when there are 9.5 million VDSL installations deployed. RSGB EMC committee has set up a survey at tinyurl.com/GB2RS-0309alpha to collect current signal levels at the frequencies of VDSL band transitions, which indicate the presence and strength of interference. Please fill in the survey with your current readings, even if you've reported them before, and encourage your friends to do so as well. The EMC committee plans to present its findings at the RSGB convention in October and then use them to persuade Openreach to take further action. The survey closes on the 30th of September. This is the last chance we have to prove how many people are affected by this RFI. You could make the difference. The RSGB direction finding team, which is entirely self-funded, is flying out to Lithuania this weekend for the 21st Region 1 ARDF Championships. There's a strong team in the M50 category, that's men aged between 50 and 59, with individuals competing in the M60 and M70 categories. Four separate competitions make up the championships. There are classic races on 2 metres and other on 80 metres, where 5 transmitters send in sequence on a common frequency. Foxoring competitors receive a map giving approximate locations of the very low power transmitters, which are only audible for 100 metres or so. They use a combination of orienteering and radio direction finding skills to find the hidden transmitters. The event runs from Tuesday to Sunday, and you can follow progress by looking for ARDF figures 2017 in your favourite search engine. A Valve workshop will be held on the 14th of October at the National Museum of Computing, Bletchley Park, MK36EB. If you have a basic knowledge of electronics and can read an electronic circuit diagram, then they'll show you how electronics started in its first 50 years. Find out about valve history, how to handle and test valves, and how valves are used in amplifiers, radios and computers. Full details, including those on a project for purchase, can be found at tinyurl.com/GB2RS-0309B for Bravo. The RSGB HF Contest Committee plays a key role in the enjoyment of amateur radio by many RSGB members. It's responsible for deciding the HF contest strategy, organising the HF contest calendar, setting the rules and providing clarification of the rules to the contest adjudicators. The current chairman of the committee, Nick Todderdell, G4FAL, is approaching the end of his agreed term and has stated that he isn't seeking to be reappointed. Any RSGB member may volunteer to take over the position of contest committee chairman, which is a 3-year appointment. If you'd like to be considered, please write to the RSGB general manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via email to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk, providing details of your amateur radio and other relevant experience. The crossband voice repeater aboard the International Space Station has been set up by the Russian team to help get telemetry from their satellites. Although some amateurs report communicating via the repeater, ARIS would like to remind amateurs that it's not officially activated for amateur contacts. When the ARIS voice repeater is active and authorised for general amateur voice contacts, the uplink frequency is 437.8 MHz FM, downlinking on 145.8 MHz FM downlink. That seems strangely written, but that's what it says. Meanwhile, if you would like to try receiving the Tanusha telemetry, details are on the Southwest State University Space Activity page at http://eng.com. swsu.ru, that's R-U, stroke, space. That's S-P-A-C-E. The National Hamfest takes place at the Newark and Nottingham Showground, Lincoln Road, Winthorpe, Newark, NG24-2NY, on the 29th and 30th of September. The site will be open at 9:30 each day, and the exhibition hall opens 30 minutes later at 10 a.m. If you want to operate the Hamfest Special Event Station, GB17NH, run by Cam Hams, please bring your current licence with you. The new Islands on the Air programme website is planned to launch officially in early September, when the current RSGB-sponsored website will be taken offline. According to IOTA, IT manager Johan Wilhelmsen, PA3EXX, the new website is presently undergoing fine-tuning. Software developers should be aware that the change to a new website may affect any application using data from the current www.rsgbiota.org website. The RSGB convention is at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, MK76BZ, from the 13th to the 15th of October. Discounted ticket will continue on sale until the 8th of October. Under 21s get free admission with suitable identification, although those under 16 must be accompanied by an adult. Weekend packages or mix and match deals are still at rsgb.org/convention, and you can also see a provisional programme there. Thames Amateur Radio Group is pleased to be hosting the RSGB Train the Trainers event on Saturday the 9th of December. Training, open to candidates from any club, is delivered free to RSGB members, but the group will be asking for £5 donation per candidate towards hall hire, buffet, lunch and refreshment. Contact nigel.m0ich@gmail.com. The ARRL headquarters will be closed on Labour Day, the 4th of September. There will be no ARRL bulletin or code practice transmissions on that day. The top-level domain name radio is now available to the radio industry and amateur radio enthusiasts. It's reserved for individuals and companies with active interest in the radio sector. The dot radio domain can be used for web and email addresses and is managed by the European Broadcasting Union with support from other radio broadcasting unions. There's a cost for individual amateurs. For details, visit https://register.radio/. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, the Telford Hamfest takes place at the Ingenuity Technology Centre, Coalbrookdale, Telford, Shropshire, today, Sunday the 3rd of September. There'll be trade stands, a flea market, special interest groups, lectures from Dave, G3YXM, on 21 years of low frequency, Dom M1KTA on QRP, and Making Antennas, Where in DX, and Paul M0, When in DX. And Paul M0XPD on The Little Rigs That Could. Those are titles of talks. The evening, therefore, at the Holiday Inn, Telford, the GQRP Buildathon takes place, led by RSGB Director Steve Hartley, G0FUW, who will also be at the GQRP convention. Details are at www.telfordhamfest.org.uk and also www.gqrp.com. The Caister Lifeboat Radio Rally takes place on Saturday the 9th of September at Caister Lifeboat Station, Tan Lane, Caister-on-Sea, Norfolk, NR35DJ. Doors open to the public 9:30. There will be a raffle and a cafe. There's a cafe and the gift shop on site. Contact Zane 07711214790 for more details. The British Amateur Radio Convention takes place next Saturday and Sunday at Finningley Amateur Radio Society, the Hurst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Sandtoft, Doncaster, DN85SX. The Torbay Annual Communications Fairs on the 10th of September at the Racecourse, Newton Road, Newton Abbott, Devon, TQ12-3AF. There's plenty of free parking. Doors open 10 o'clock. Disabled visitors 9:45 a.m. Entry £2, bring and buy an RSGB bookstall, catering available on site. There'll be a raffle held on the day. Details from Pete, G4VTO 01803 864528. If you have any rally or information about events you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, Doug W6HPB will make a return trip to Rarotonga in the South Cook Islands, IOTA OC013, until the 8th of September. This is mainly a holiday, but he'll be back on the air with his E51DLD call sign. Operations 10 to 160 metre bands using SSB QSL home call. Hans PA3HGT will operate as 3 Bravo 8 stroke call sign from the 5th to the 22nd of September in Mauritius, AF049. Activity holiday style 40, 20 and 10 metre bands using SSB and possibly some digital modes QSL to his home call. Tony KQ2I will be on the air from Vanuatu, OCO35, using the call sign Yankee Japan 0 Alpha Tango. Until the 13th of September, Tony's a CW-only operator, QSLs via NR6M. Alex, IW5ELA, will operate as Alpha 25AL in Botswana from the 7th to the 15th of September, activity holiday style, HF bands using mostly CW QSL home call. Members of the radio club of Jelfa will activate the island of Rachgoun off the Mediterranean coast of Algeria until the 10th of September. The call sign will be 7 Yankee 9 4. I'm not sure if that's 7 Yankee 9 4 1. I think it's probably 7 Yankee 9 4 India, and the reference number for the islands on the air program is AF094. QSL manager is 7X2DD. GB5TAM will be on the air from HMS Tern Naval Air Station Museum in Orkney, IOTA EU009, during the month of September, QSL MM5DWW. Special event news, Llanelli ARS will be running special event station GB1PCA for prostate cancer awareness until the 28th of September. Activity HF and 2 metres QSL via the Bureau, details qrz.com. Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club will be active from the 9th to the 17th of September during International Air Ambulance Week using the call GB4UAS. MN0GKL will be on the air from the 9th of September for churches and chapels on the air from 10:30 a.m. From 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. from the Dungiven Parish Church, Main Street, Dungiven, County Londonderry, BT474LB. This event is part of the Dungiven Parish Church Vintage Fete. There'll be lots of very interesting vintage tractors and cars on display, plus the usual fete stalls. Admission £3. Greypoint Fort Amateur Radio Society will operate from 9th to the 17th of September for International Air Ambulance Week from Greypoint Fort, Fort Road, Helens Bay, Crawfords, Burn, County Down, BT191PU. Museums will be open on Monday, Wednesday, Friday to Sunday, and admittance is free. The Museum Amateur Radio Station will be in operation from its premises at Kiln Corner, Kirkwall, during the 27th Orkney International Science Festival, between the 7th and 13th of September. Probable operating periods will be weekdays and Sunday afternoons between 2 and 4:30 p.m. and Saturday morning between 10 and 12:30 p.m. Operation will be mainly HFSSB. Contest news, the RSGB SSB Field Day ends its 24-hour run at 1300 UTC today, the 3rd, using SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number. The 144 megs trophy contest ends its 24 hours at 1400 UTC today, the 3rd, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Ending at 2359 UTC, the 3rd, the All Asian contest, DX contest, runs for 48 hours using SSB only, 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and age, though ladies can send 00. The IARU 144 megs contest ends at 1400 UTC today, the 3rd, after 24-hour run, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The 5th 144 megahertz backpackers contest ends its 24-hour run at 1500 UTC today, the 3rd, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Worktall Britain 2-meter QRO phone contest is on today, the 3rd, from 1000 to 1400 UTC, using SSB and FM, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. Tuesday, the 144 megs UKFM contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC. It's immediately followed by the UK activity contest when all modes are available on the 144 megs band. The exchange is the same for both events, signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI counties contest runs from 2000 to 21 UTC. Using SSB only, 3.5 megahertz bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator square. Next weekend, from 0000 UTC to on the 8th to the 2359 UTC on the 10th, the WAE DX SSB contest takes place on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Note, EU stations only work non-EU stations. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLNG4BAO. Last week saw the solar flux index climb to the high 80s. Our prediction that the weekend's ionosphere might be unsettled were partly correct, as the effects of a coronal hole pushed the K index to 3 on Sunday, but this quickly recovered. We're now seeing a shift from predominantly summer ionospheric conditions to autumnal. As the ionosphere starts to cool, it experiences a shift away from predominantly diatomic molecules to more monatomic species. These are easier to ionize, and as a result, we can expect to see better conditions and potentially higher maximum usable frequencies as we move from September into September and October. Roger, G3LDI, reports. Why do people have to phone at such difficult times? Right, on we go. Roger, G3LDI, reports that the 15 metres was open to the US on Wednesday afternoon, which bodes well for the future, and G0KYA's tests with 5 watts and WSPR on 20 metres resulted in him being picked up in Alaska around UK sunset, which was also very positive. Now for the bad news, a very large coronal hole in the sun threatens to push the K-index higher this weekend as a high-speed solar wind impacts the Earth. This may result in noisy bands and suppressed MUFs, which could impact this weekend's HF-SSB field day operations. NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the low to mid-70s next week. Once the coronal hole effects die away, we may then get some more settled conditions. Either way, keep an eye on HF as you may be pleasantly surprised. Now the VHF and up, the end of the main sporadic east day season is now rapidly approaching, and despite some 6-metre and 4-metre openings last Wednesday to eastern Europe, such events will become much rarer in September. Check the beacons on 10 metres and possibly 6, but in general it's back to meteor scatter for DX on the lower VHF bands. The prospect for tropo should improve as we head into the quieter, mellow days of autumn and high pressure becomes more commonplace. We should see a ridge of high pressure lasting until midweek, when the patterns flip to become dominated by low pressure. This means that tropo will be worth investigating at first, and with the ridge extending over much of the country, most parts of the UK will get something out of this period. The changeover to low pressure dominated weather patterns from midweek is less useful, although if there are any significant spells of heavy rain or thundery showers, then rain scatter on the gigahertz band is possible. At this time of year, very humid extropical moisture from the States can become part of the train of low pressure systems that cross the Atlantic and make heavy rain more likely. There are only minor meteor showers this week, so continue to look around dawn for the best random meteor scatter contacts. Moon declination is increasing again, going positive on Friday. Losses fall and moon windows get later and longer as the week progresses, with the best operating times very late at night or early morning. That's it from the propagation team. That's it from me. Apologies for the interruption. Until next week.